Counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center, and you are listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20. Welcome back, another week, another countdown. Of course, you know that. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emin and Brian Cleveland out this week, and I couldn't rope anybody else into being with me, but do you know what? You're with me, and that's great. We're going to do the countdown. We're going to go through it together. We're going to go from 20 to 1, and of course, we take this from earshot-online.com. It's a great website, and you know what you'll find if you head on over there? Well, you'll find that Earshot is the national campus and community radio part published every week at earshot-online.com. There's all kinds of charts there, including regional top 30 charts. For all submitting stations, you get the national top 50, as well as specialty charts, including electronic, hip-hop, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, all kinds of stuff. So you should head over there and check out that website and give them some love, because they love to put this stuff out for you. Also, reviews, you can find there Faith Healer right now on the site, as well as Purity Ring, Samantha Martin, and Delta Sugar, Gord Downie and the Sadies, and more. And you can find us online in a few places. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So, make sure to do that. Make sure to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. One debut this week on the charts. Four new albums that you're going to hear from. Seven falling off of the charts. That includes Milk and Bone down from 15 to 23. Death Cab for Cutie dropping from 18 to 25. Moon King dropping 17 to 26. Viet Cong, Big Plunge, 20 to 30. And Humans, our biggest drop this week, 8 to number 33. But you know what drops means? That we've got more music entering the charts. And that's great stuff, and all great stuff for you to hear in the run of the next few hours. And we're going to kick it off right now for you. Coming in at number 20 this week, up from number 23, is Moon. They're re-entering the charts. You're going to hear a song called Gamora. And in at number 19, up from 45, huge jump for Michael Cronin, his album called MCIII. And you're going to hear a song called Say. And after that is your 18, up from 22, it's a Weed, the album called Running Back. You'll hear a song called They Don't Ask Me. Stick around, because there's lots on the way, including your music news with Stephen Karlick. He's back. You're not going to want to miss it, but right now it is Moon and Gamora. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Number 18.
That was They Don't Ask Me, Weed, in at number 18 this week, up from number 22 the week before. The album called Running Back, and before that, a big jump for Michael Cronin, and it is from number 45 to number 19, his album MC3, and a song called Say. And then before that, to kick off the set of three, and to kick off the show, was Moon, their self-titled album, in at number 20, up from 23, re-entering the charts, and a song called Gamora. It is the Earshot 20, and thanks for sticking with us. Thanks for tuning in to the countdown. We are having a blast counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Great website to check out. Another great website you should check out. Well, it's exclaim.ca. It's been a couple of weeks, but we've got him back. Stephen Karlick is on the line and chatting with us, bringing us music news. And Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program.
It's a pleasure to be back.
Oh, so good. And you were away at Lanya Vanya, and then it got the best of you is the reason that you weren't with us last week, which is good, a good best.
Yes. I'm not sure where I got it, because I got sick as soon as I got home. So it's inexplicable, really. But yes, I've been in St. John's, Newfoundland, which is very fun, and I was away last week, but I am back and very excited. And I had my first Earshot brush of fame, as somebody at Lanya Vanya recognized me from Earshot, which is very fun.
Really?
They did. So shout out to Halifax songwriter Gianna Lauren for being like, do you do the Earshot radio?
Wow. That's
so
awesome.
That was fun.
There you go. All right. Well, let's not make them wait for their music news then. Lots of great stuff to talk about this week. And I just the sheer fact that this happened in Alberta was monumental. Lots of artists weighing in on it. And that, of course, is the Alberta election.
Yes, big deal this week, as Alberta voted for its very first NDP premier in a very long time. That was on May 6th, when the NDP won a majority government, with Rachel Notley scoring a decisive victory and toppling the long-reigning Progressive Conservatives. This is, of course, massive news for the province and for the country, and a lot of musicians had plenty to say about it on Twitter, among them Billy Bragg, who said, "An omen? The Tories crushed in Alberta, one of Canada's most conservative provinces. Congrats to the NDP." A number of others weighed in, including Tegan and Sarah, Braids, Colorado, the Zolas, the Dudes, Jeff Berner, Frog Eyes, and Carl Newman of the New Pornographers, and of course the always outspoken Torque Campbell from Stars, who said, "Hey, at PM Harper, feeling a little scared." So lots to be happy about for more progressive, more left-leaning musicians who are still weighing in on Twitter. You can find that, obviously, at twitter.com and see what people have been saying at exclaim.ca.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is monumental. A big shift across the country. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now with the federal election and who might weigh in on that.
Exactly.
All right, we'll switch gears from politics to food, and there is sometimes politics in food, but Arcade Fire opening a Haitian restaurant in Montreal.
Yes, indeed. Arcade Fire have long had a close relationship with Haiti. Of course, founding member Regine Chassagne's family hails from Haiti, and the group have been making charitable contributions to the Caribbean nation. Now, Chassagne and her husband and bandmate Wynne Butler have announced plans to open a Haitian restaurant in Montreal. The new venture is called Agricole and is due to open this summer. They're opening it in collaboration with Roland Jean and Jen Ag, who own the Haitian restaurant Rum Corner in Toronto, which is very delicious. You should stop by. The project began when the Arcade Fire members visited Rum Corner. As Butler told the Globe and Mail, quote, "It's more of an art project. The idea is that it's a cultural space. The thing that we were really impressed with at Rum Corner is that it's this space for Haitian Caribbean culture, and it's really cool and contemporary." Wynne Butler added that Agricole will channel the, quote, "cultural warmth of Haiti." As for the edibles, Ag has said that, quote, "it will be presented slightly differently, but the food and flavors are really authentic." No word on when exactly this will open. But, of course, Arcade Fire aren't the first musicians to get behind a Montreal restaurant. Famed smoked meat deli Schwartz's is co-owned by Celine Dion.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So there's a fun fact.
It's and like I said before we came on, it's not new to have someone famous be involved in the opening of restaurants, the Wahlberg brothers with their Wahlburgers restaurants and all kinds more. So good for them, and hopefully the restaurant does well. I'm sure it will, and maybe even in their grand opening, they might be there to make an appearance. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yes, Indeed.
All right, we've got one more story before we kick back to the charts in this hour of the program. And of course, it's news, great news, about Fortet announcing an album.
Yeah, the prolific musician has announced a new album. And as per usual, it's a bit of a surprise. Kieran Hebden, the man behind the project, will take a more traditional approach with his new album. It'll be called Morning/Evening, and it's due out this summer. Hebden announced the news in a string of tweets made on Thursday, May 7th, and while there's no firm release date yet, he said it'll come out by, quote, early July on his own Text Records. The album will consist of just two tracks, Morning Side and Evening Side, each of which will be around 20 minutes long. You can see the cover of the album at exclaim.ca. The collection will be available on vinyl, CD, and digital download, apparently as well as streaming services. And it will be released as Fortet rather than any of Hebden's other aliases, including Percussions. You can see the string of tweets where he announces them at exclaim.ca at the news story that I'm referencing now.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to that. And awesome news. Lots of Brian and I have been talking about this, and of course, over and you and I talked about it a while ago too. Lots of great stuff coming out and lots of great stuff planned for release over the summer. So this is just another one to add to the books.
Yep.
All right, we're going to get back to the charts right now. I'm going to let you know what's coming up, and Steven's going to stick on the line. He'll be with us in the second hour of the program coming up next. You're going to hear from Toro y Moi and Sufjan Stevens. First, you'll hear from Toro y Moi, the album called What For, the song called Spell It Out, and I'm spelling it out for you right now. After that, Sufjan Stevens, Carrie and Lowell is the name of the album, and you're going to hear a song called Eugene. Stick around because there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Light struck from the lemon tree. What if I've never seen hysterical light from Eugene? A lemon yogurt. Remember I pulled at your shirt. I dropped the I just wanted to be near you. Emerald bark wonders never cease. The man who taught me to swim, he couldn't quite say my first name. Like a father, he led community water on my head, and he called me Subaru. And now I want to be near you. Since I was old enough to speak, I've said it with alarm. Some part of me was lost in your sleeve, where you hid your cigarettes. No, I'll never forget. I just wanna be near you. Still I pray to what I cannot see. In the sprinkler I mark the evidence known from the start. From the bed near your death and all the machines that made a mess, far away the falcon flew. Now I wanna be near you. What's left is only bittersweet. For the rest of my life, admitting the best is behind me. Now I'm drunk, wishing the world would go away. What's the point of singing songs if they'll never even hear you?
Yeah, that was Eugene by Suffian Stevens off of the album Carrie and Lowell. And in before that, Toro y Moi and their album What For. You heard a song called Spell It Out. They're in at number 17, Suffian Stevens sitting at 16 this week. Hope you're enjoying the show. It's Anthony with you on the mic. Brian is out this week. Not sure if you've been following politics. I know Stephen and I talked about this. I just want to mention it again because I think it's a huge deal that the Alberta government was taken over after a long reign on conservative soil. It's now being taken over by the NDP. And I've been asking the question, I wonder if this is indicative of what we'll see in the federal election, if we'll see a Liberal or an NDP government. But who knows what will happen in that election. Of course, that coming around in October. And just interesting to see all of the weight that's being put behind the NDP and the support, I guess, and weight being put behind the NDP for other artists that you're familiar with if you listen to this show frequently, and artists that would be on the charts and lending their support to the NDP for a great victory in Alberta. So good for them. And you can check out exclaim.ca for that story and all kinds more. It's exclaim.ca, and pick up the latest copy near you. We're going to get back into the charts. We're going to continue the countdown. Number 15, down from number 10 the week before, it is White Horse and an album called Leave No Bridge Unburned. The song is Baby What's Wrong. In after that, it's Metz. It's their new album titled Two, aptly titled, I'd say. Up from 40 to number 14. That's a huge jump for them too. You're going to hear a song called Spit You Out. Right now, it's White Horse, Baby What's Wrong. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
What's wrong?
I'm afraid to ask.
what's wrong?
I'm afraid to ask you.
Baby, what's wrong?
Tell me, what did he do? Is there no loving in the aftermath of a sad, sad song?
Earshot 20, number 14.
You're always
Spit You Out, Metz, their album 2. That's your number 14, and that's what you just heard right there on the Earshot 20. In before that was Whitehorse and a song called Baby What's Wrong. They're sitting at number 15 this week, down from number 10 the week before. The title of the album is Leave No Bridge Unburned. There we go. That is bringing us right up to date, bringing us to the number 13 spot. And of course, all kinds of stuff you're hearing from Metz jumping into the charts. We told you about it a couple weeks ago in the lowdown, and now jumping into the charts, it's new. It's you're hearing it for the first time right here on this program. The next one as well, number 25, a jump to number 13 is Speedy Ortiz. You're going to hear from them in just a few minutes. We've also got a big jump up to number 7. It is an album that was on the charts, dropped below, and has come back. It's one of my favorite band names to say. I'm not going to ruin the surprise right now. I'm going to leave it to the second hour of the program, but I just love it. I love to say it, and so I'm going to do that in the second hour of the program. But first, I'm going to round out the first 10 of the top 20, and I'm going to do it right now, starting with your number 13. In at number 13, up from 25 the week before, it is Speedy Ortiz with Foiled Deer. That's the name of the album. The song you're going to hear is Zig. Zig it is, and we'll zigzag right along. We'll be back one more time to round it all out. It's the Earshot 20.
How many laps does it take to decide you're back at the start? Pace her like a machine, anachronistic with scissor kicking, no good at all. We'll be right back. like a machine.
Here with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20, number 12.
Lately,
Earshot 20. Number 11.
Indiana Jones searched for the Holy Grail. I know what it's about. I got a Holy Grail in a walnut cabinet living room, my mom's house. Like Michael Dudikoff, American Ninja, got my eye on the prize. Just a 40-year-old man creeping around my mom's at midnight. And I pray to all that's holy, my dad's not still drinking Golden Wedding. I pray he switched to something less depressing. Oh, drinking on my mom's dime, it's the perfect crime. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so fine. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. You're drinking on my mom's dime. Tastes so fine, tastes so fine. Drinking on my mom's dime. Perfect crime, perfect crime. Fix myself a nightcap, head down the stairs, gonna watch some Slapshot. Hear a creak on the floor above. My mom is not asleep like I had thought. My mom has not slept the night through since the late 1970s. If she finds me drunk on her booze, she is gonna end me. Oh, drinking on my mom's dime, it's the perfect crime. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so blind. I steal from her liquor cabinet all the time. Drinking on my mom's dime tastes so fine, tastes so fine, tastes so fine. Drinking on my mom's dime, steal from that liquor cabinet all the time.
That was Drinking on My Mom's Dime, B.A. Johnston, from his newest. That was Drinking on My Mom's Dime by B.A. Johnston from his newest, the album titled Shit Sucks, and it's in at number 11, down from number 9 last week. The Doldrums holding steady at number 12 this week, and their album called The Air Conditioned Nightmare. You heard a song called Closer to You, and in before that, Speedy Ortiz with Zig. That's from the album Foil Deer, and at number 13, up from number 25. That does it. There it is. The first 10 of the top 20. Counted down. How do you like it? I hope it was good. And, of course, if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Typically, Brian Cleveland is in studio with me, but he is not this week, so I am all by myself doing the countdown. But I thank you very much for sticking with it and enjoying the great music that we have to bring you every week. Of course, it comes from earshot-online.com. That's where we get the top 20 albums, so go on over and check that out. The Earshot 20 is recorded and broadcast from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. We record and broadcast the show first from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time right here on 107.3 FM, Local FM, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be hearing us if you are listening to the show on radioforall.net. Maybe you're downloading it from there, or you're podcasting the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because when we come back, we'll have the I'll have the top 10 and music news, more music news with Stephen Karlick, and there's a lot more great music news to be had. So stick around for that, and the show will return after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.